I wasn't counting on the termites getting into their bat racks. You know, the bats just disappeared.
Vic, with Jeremiah, can you, first of all, how disappointed are you in what happened with him? And how much did you know about incidences in the past as to here last year?
I didn't know much about him. And yeah, I'm disappointed. Anytime you lose a good player, you're disappointed. Disappointed for him, disappointed for us. But, you know, I think John and Ryan have said everything on that, and I don't want to go into too many of the details. But, yes, we're disappointed to lose him.
How has the front kind of adjusted to that loss as well as Ego Ferguson as you head into facing a guy like AP?
Well, we've brought in a new guy in Ziggy Hood. We've brought in a few new guys here recently, even before Ziggy. So we're going to have to figure out and get our five best up for the game by Sunday.
What has been played? Has he been primarily on those? Has he been the five?
He's been an end in his past most of the time, in a 3-4 when he was at Pittsburgh.
Would you see him as here, too?
Probably.
So, Vic, is there a hidden benefit, if you will, and it's time for Eddie Goldman to step up and test it under fire and forced to perform?
He's been performing better the last few weeks. So I don't know that there's a hidden benefit there for him. He's been playing a lot. It's not like he's going to get more playing time because of that. And he's been doing well here the last few weeks, so we've been pleased with his progress.
Ed Donatell said last week that he's confident that the secondary will start to be more productive in terms of takeaways and plays on the ball. What are you seeing on the back end that gives you confidence that that's where it's headed?
Well, it just needs to be where it's headed. You know, guys are improving. We've got some new faces back there of recent. You know, we've got to help them more. We've got to put a little better pass rush on the passer. That's part of that equation, too. And we just, you know, got to get closer and make a few plays on the ball. I mean, so part of that, him saying that's maybe because, you know, we got nowhere to go but up. But it will happen at some point.
Where does Alan Ball sit right now? You're starting early.
He's been playing in our sixth defensive back personnel group. He's been playing as an inside defender. And, you know, he's our next corner up.
Vic Sutton had a pretty good camp. And he kind of jumped around from tackle to end. I know you've got him to play both, but where is he a natural fit? Where is he best at?
I think he can play either spot, the nose or the in position. I think he's best suited to play when he's shaded on a guy, which we do shade our noses a lot and shade our ends a lot. So I don't think there's a lot of differences in playing each position right now, particularly with the running games that we're seeing anymore in the NFL. There's more zone blocking, and it's kind of the same no matter where you are as to the types of blocks you have to play.
Are there things he can't do with this injury?
Well, he's better now than he's been, but obviously when it first happened and it was fresh, you know, he didn't have his strength and he would have to go through some pain when he had to use it, excuse me, in a certain way. But he is getting better.
Were Ratliff's issues any way a detriment to your team in practice, on the field, in games in any way?
No.
Vic, is there any consideration in your mind that at some point Kyle Fuller might be well-suited or better-suited at safety than cornerback?
I haven't seen that yet, but maybe in the future that could be a topic for discussion. Not now.
What about inside of the slot, more as a nickelback?
Who?
For Fuller.
As a nickel?
Yeah.
Don't see him there.
Like, what are some of the coaching points you got to work with your young defenders when you face a guy like Adrian Peterson?
Well, all you got to do is really show him the tape. And we all know how fast he is and strong and explosive and threat to hit the home run all the time. So it's going to take 11 guys playing good run defense to get this guy stopped. And, you know, he can be going along fine with him at times, and then all of a sudden he breaks a 40, 50 yarder or more. So you've got to be on point with him all the time.
How has what Diggs has done the last three games complicated matters?
It does, because now they've got him and Wallace, So they've got two playmakers at receiver, along with Peterson in the backfield and Rudolph at tight end. So they've done a nice job assembling their skill positions.
If Jonathan Anderson saw extended time in Detroit, obviously in a spot role, what did you see out of him in the whole picture of that game?
He did some good things. Came up with a tip ball for an interception. Could have had another one. You know, same thing, a tip ball. I missed some tackles, you know, on a check downs here and there that, you know, hurt us some. One totally honed up on his perfect execution, which is to be expected, but you never want to see it. So I thought he did okay, but a lot of room for improvement.
Well, we got Coach Rogers from Teddy Bridgewater in year two, and maybe the way that North Turner has evolved his scheme a little bit to fit what Teddy does well.
He does. You know, North has adjusted his scheme for Bridgewater, you know, gone the more gun. They even have the gun read in their game. They do a great job, which is something Norv's always done, is running the ball and play action pass. And I think the young quarterback has really adapted well to that. And they've got a balanced offense. You know, they run, play action pass, mix in the boots that this, you know, he does well with. And I think it's been a good marriage between the both of them in that they've both adjusted.
What do you think Bruce Gassing can bring once he's ready to go?
Hopefully good play. We're looking for a few good men down there.
Dick Purnell, obviously, he has earned more attention from opposing offenses in terms of the way they chip him and affect the body down. What does that do to impact the rest of the defense?
Well, some of these teams that you see chipping, they chip anybody. You know, that's just part of their protection schemes to try and soften the edge. But, you know, it hurts his rush some, but it also hurts the pass offense, too. You know, when they're not free releasing guys into the routes and they're spending time chipping in, that has a negative effect on the route distribution that an offense can run. So it's a give and take there.
Thank you.